to come back on Saturday night when I would have seen someone sleeping on the street in Letterkenny, and I wonder when I was speaking to the individual. This is something I've been raising for the last number of years. We've had huge success in Letterkenny and over the number of years, but with success comes many challenges. And I've been asking the council for the last couple of years that they need to step up to the mark here and provide a proper wet house and a proper accommodation for people who find themselves in this situation. It's something that there's a huge need for in Letterkenny. And again, through yourselves, I'm calling on the council as a matter of urgency to sit down with the agencies like the HSE as well and make sure that we have proper accommodation in Letterkenny. I believe that funding will be made available at a national level for a project like this, but I think the council needs to show a huge commitment to it. And in fairness, I want to pay tribute to the local people in the St. Colin Kills Hospitals, Kieran Maguire and St. Vincent de Paul. They do huge, huge work, but they do a lot of it for the council, and I think the council themselves need to step up and do a bit more in this area. There's a huge need for a purpose-built facility, a new facility in Letterkenny for this year. I think we have an obligation to ensure that people are not sleeping rough on the street in Letterkenny. And I believe if there's a willingness on the part of the council that we can secure funding for this at a national level.
On the 9 till noon show today, we heard from Karina McCulloch, who has spent a lot of time in courts supporting people who are facing eviction, supporting people in mortgage arrears. And she believes that this is going to get a lot worse, and potentially we're going to see more and more people put out of their homes and finding themselves in serious trouble in Letterkenny and in Donegal. What you're suggesting is going to be the very least necessary to deal with that.
There's absolutely no doubt, and I believe if the agencies came together, and the council has a huge role in this, that they could be working closer with these people who find themselves in the situation, because I do believe if there's a willingness there, we can resolve a lot of the issues that's there. But as I said, over the last number of years, we've seen a huge growth in the population of Letterkenny, huge development in the town, and it's a centre that many people want to come and live. But on that side of things, we come where people find themselves, and it may be a place where they never expected to be, and we have an obligation to try and address that as well. And a purpose-built sort of a wet house is something that I've been advocating for some time now. And as I say, I believe there's an obligation on us to do that. And I believe that the council, working closely with people like the HSE, as a matter of urgency, and through yourselves, I would say they need to sit down in the next week or so and have a special meeting about what we need to do to source funding to go about building a project like this.